This is the official Budapest competition text. Ready? Begin. The forthcoming conference in Copenhagen on climate change is critical. A successful outcome could set the world on a path toward reducing emissions in the years ahead and stabilizing temperature increases at manageable levels. Failure could set the world on an ever more dangerous path towards accelerating temperature increases and the human and ecological disasters that would ensue. At this critical moment, the European Economic and Social Committee calls on governments, leaders, and negotiators to redouble their efforts to reach a universal and binding agreement that will unite all countries and their people in a common effort to reduce the level of emissions in the years ahead and to safeguard the world's environment in which we and future generations find our home. The European Union has offered to commit itself to 30% reductions by 2020 if other countries make comparable efforts. Europe has repeatedly called for comparable levels of commitment by other developed countries, and for significant efforts also to be made by the emerging economies that are fast catching up with or overtaking the developed world as the largest emitters of greenhouse gases. We urge that position be resolutely maintained. We are deeply concerned about the failure of the negotiations so far to make the crucial breakthroughs needed. In whatever way the final stages of the negotiations develop, we urge the European Union not to be tempted to use a failure to gain sufficient support from others as an excuse to reduce its own ambitions or to lower its own commitment to whatever might emerge as a lowest common denominator at the conference. That would be bad both for Europe and for the world. Even if there is not yet a universal consensus on the European level of ambition at the conference, we urge the Union to maintain its own level of commitment and to seek to build a strong coalition of other developed and developing nations who are ready to commit to comparable levels of ambition and to undertake the necessary measures to achieve this. We should continue to push forward the industrial and social transformations that are required to meet the 30% reduction goal by 2020 as a central part of transforming the European economy to a new low-carbon sustainable model. We need to make an unprecedented research and development effort in the university sector in order to offer credible technical alternatives to businesses, the public authorities, and the general public. The ecological crisis can no longer be disconnected from the social crisis at the level of political action. This should lead to the design of a new production and consumption model. We should view this transformation not as a burden, but as a challenge to create a new wave of technological and social innovation that will be the best guarantee of sustainable jobs, competitive advantage, and social well-being in the future. We urge that this objective should be placed at the center of the new 2020 strategy for the European Union that should integrate the principal objectives of the existing strategies for sustainable development, for sustainable growth, and for climate and energy. Other developing countries, and particularly the least developed countries, are being put in a critical position by the evolution of climate change. While having done the least to cause climate change, the poorest developing countries are in many cases among the most severely affected. To achieve success at the conference, the developed world needs to come forward with firm pledges of substantial new and additional sources of funding to assist the developing countries with their major problems of adaptation and to help them take their own mitigation measures in due course. The European Commission has recently tabled significant proposals about the levels of support that Europe should provide to this partnership and how it should be administered. The committee urges the European Union to proceed rapidly to the point at which these proposals can be tabled as a firm offer in the negotiations and can be used as a lever to stimulate comparable offers from other developed countries. The international dimension has always been an essential part of the European Union's ambitions on climate change. Europe's core goal is to keep the increase in temperature below 2 degrees centigrade to prevent the worst impacts of climate change. This is only possible through a coordinated international effort. This is why the European Union has always been a strong supporter of the UN process and why Copenhagen may fall short of our ambitions. The process is essential for a broader global commitment to support action on climate change. We would say that increasing support for the Copenhagen Accord shows that a majority of countries are determined to press ahead with action on climate change now. The task for the European Union is to build on this determination and to help us channel it into action. We will set out a strategy to maintain the momentum of global efforts to tackle climate change. The whole of civil society is affected by climate change. Business, trade unions, and other civil society organizations will all need to be involved in all of the efforts, both to mitigate and to adapt to climate change. As representatives of organized civil society, we know that there is a growing awareness throughout Europe of the scale of the challenge and a growing willingness to face up to all the changes that will need to be made to our patterns of production and consumption and the way in which we now live. We urge our leaders and negotiators to be resolute in guiding us forward on this path. We must all work together for a solution. There must be no turning back.